Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Labatt Pond Hockey Tournament is over, but another is about to begin. The Backyard Classic Hockey Tournament for the first time at Canalside. Joining us live this morning is Tournament Director Chris Taggart. Chris, have you been with this tournament since its inception, which was literally a backyard, I think 11 years ago?
Yes, it was. Actually, I joined in the second year. Nick Pemberthy out of North High School in Williamsville started it with his friends 11 years ago, and I joined him on the second season. But yeah, what a grassroots effort this has been over the 11 years, and it's unbelievable that we're down at Canalside for our third year.
Yeah, third year at Canalside. You guys have been doing some great stuff, and you're all raising funds to help out a charitable cause. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're skating for Roswell on the weekend of March 1st through the 3rd. They've been a great partner for us, and we're very proud to support cancer research in Western New York for the Roswell Institute.
That is cool. Now, you've got a lot of people involved in this. I think I heard 50 teams already signed up with the possibility of 70. So how many people is that, and how many different age groups do you have in the tournament?
Yeah, so we have age groups spanning the entire gambit. We go from 6U, the little guys, all the way up to adult divisions, which makes our pond hockey tournament very unique. We also use full nets and goalies, which is another unique aspect to our pond hockey tournament. So I forgot the first part of your question.
Well, I was just wondering how many people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we are expecting upwards of 70 to 75 teams. Currently, we're at 55 teams, and that's going to be about 600 skaters. So we're looking at between 50 and 75 volunteers. And, quite a bit of skaters. It's going to be a great turnout, and we're looking for a great time on Saturday and Sunday coming up.
You know, I've got some friends who played a lot of pond hockey when they were growing up, and it was always a challenge trying to find, you know, goalies, just to get enough people to really get on the ice in the backyard. But tell me a little bit about the growth that you guys have been able to do. You know, it's tough enough trying to get people to do the teams. How did you guys get so much interest to get to the point where you're doing this for 11 straight years, including the third year at Canalside?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned the point about the goalies. I think that's what makes our tournament so much different than all the other tournaments, pond hockey especially, is that we use the full nets and goalies. Everybody loves the aspect of a real true backyard hockey experience. It's closer to the game of hockey that you used to play as a kid back in the woods, out on the pond. So I think that's been, you know, the big interest over the years is that, you know, it's more of an authentic hockey game. We're not shooting into the shinny hockey net. It's a full net, and a goalie really brings hockey back to its roots. Nothing better than playing hockey outdoors.
Oh, right.
Of course, in Buffalo's backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you mentioned it takes a lot of people to put this on. You're talking about volunteers as well as skaters. If someone's interested, either with, you know, a team and they're interested in playing or wants to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Sure. Yeah, our website is buffalobackyardclassic.com. We're still, registration is still open until Wednesday, February 27th. So you have about a week and a couple of days left to register your teams. You can also go to our link at the top of the page, our tab, I should say. The sponsorship tab brings you to, volunteer tab will bring you to the Sign Up Genius page, and it's very easy. You can sign up for a multitude of tasks and things that we have going on for that weekend. So volunteers are welcome, and registration is still open until Wednesday, February 27th.
Okay, and we've also got a link in our story at WBEN.com for people to access that as well.
Chris, curious, are you guys inviting any of the Sabres players? You know, this is a team that's really been struggling lately. Do you think they can hone their skills at this tournament?
I would love that. That would be great.
So would everybody else, I'm sure. So, you know, the skill level of these players, tell me how good a lot of these are. Are they just, you know, young people just starting out, or are these people who, you know, at one point they've been playing some pretty high-level hockey?
Yeah, that's a great point, because we do have some great, great competition. Although it's for charity and for fun and it's a three-on-three format, we get great competition. And over the years, we've had dozens and dozens of future and former Division I players, hockey players in college that have played in our tournament. So the competition is great. The camaraderie is even better. It's for a great cause. Everyone has a great time, and it's a great family event. It really brings all age levels, so it's great for the family. It's just an awesome tournament to see. It's so cool that it's outdoors at Canalside. It just gives it that added flair.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us. That's Chris Taggart, Tournament Director of the Backyard Classic Hockey Tournament. It's coming up March 1st through 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, and you can see a lot more at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.